God's love for us is revealed through Jesus.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by James Banks. James writes, "One morning my daughter gave her 11-month-old son her cell phone for a moment to entertain him. Less than a minute later, my phone rang, and as I picked it up, I heard his little voice. He had somehow hit the speed dial to my number, and what followed was a conversation I will long remember. My grandson can only say a few words, but he knows my voice and responds to it. So I talked to him and told him how much I love him. You know, the joy I felt at the sound of my grandson's voice was a reminder to me of God's deep desire for a relationship with us. From the very beginning, the Bible shows God actively pursuing us. After Adam and Eve sinned by disobeying God and then hid from him in the garden, Genesis 3:9 says, 'The Lord God called to Adam.'" James continues, "God continued to pursue humanity through Jesus. Because God desires a relationship with us, he sent Jesus to earth to pay the penalty for our sin by his death on the cross." 1 John 4:9 through 10 in the Message says, "This is how God showed his love. He sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God." How good is it to know that God loves us and wants us to respond to his love through Jesus? Even when we don't quite know what to say, our Father longs to hear from us.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die.' 'You will not certainly die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.'" That's today's scripture reading from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you want to pursue a relationship with us. Help us to bring you joy as we draw near to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.